Each week, we're bringing you a humor contest called Another Thing Considered, Another Thing for short. It's based on some item in the news, and it's run by our contest queen, Lenore Skenazy, who joins us from New York. Hey there, Lenore.
Hello there, my subject.
So last week's contest was inspired by the fact that a 6,500-year-old jawbone had been found with what could be a trace of beeswax in a tooth. So, Lenore, remind us what we asked our listeners to do.
Well, I thought that the assumption is that might be some very early dentistry, somebody filling a cavity. So I asked our listeners to come up with a corollary, the name of the very first prehistoric toothpaste. And I have to say, I got an education because so many people sent in the name Smilodon. Do you know what Smilodon actually is?
No, I've never heard of this.
It's the official name for a saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it actually sounded like a toothpaste, but it's the saber-toothed tiger. And then there were actual saber-toothed tiger entries like, save a tooth, tiger.
And I can imagine a ton of dentists must have written in, right?
We actually got a lot. Periodontists, everybody with their fingers in your mouth. And a lot of them sent in ideas based on crest. For some reason, it was overwhelming. The overwhelming answer was crust.
Which I'm sure the crest people will love.
The crest people love. And they would like these, too. There was Australopithec crest, crestaceous, crest for fire. And then there was Pleistogleme and Sensodyno, Cronamel, Troglobrite.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then one cartoon answer, which was Yabba Dabba toothpaste.
Okay. And the winner this week, Lenore?
Drum roll. Here's the runners-up. Brrrr, boom. One of the runners-up was Bill Evans of Amherst, Massachusetts, because he sent in the toothpaste Reddy. Why is Reddy so clever?
I'm feeling a little slow now. I'm not getting it.
I'll fill you in. It's because it's the precursor to AIM.
Aww.
Yeah. After a lot of crust jokes, that sounds really
I could really
genius.
That.
Amy Oyagi of San Diego sent in the missing stink.
Oh, that's kinda good.
Yeah. Bill Phillips of Sacramento sent tooth in common. Tooth in common. Okay, and here's the winner. It is Kathy Palmer of Smartsville, California, which I couldn't believe. Smartsville, really? Anyway, she sent in Dentifrice Rex.
Oh, yay.
Yay, Kathy. I wonder if everyone in Smartsville is smart.
So, Lenore, what's next week's contest?
Well, next week is based on, you know, here we are in the election year, but there's one election whose results we already know. The Children's Museum of Indianapolis had a contest for people to vote for their favorite toy of the 20th century. And the winner was G.I. Joe, for
really?
Some reason. Yeah, I think more boys voted, actually. It was followed by Transformers, Legos, Barbie, and the Viewmaster, which never actually struck me like a toy. It was like a really bad TV. So for this week, the Another Thing question is to come up with the name of a terrible toy that will be considered the worst of this century, the century's worst toy, like a disgraced candidate Barbie.
That would be not a fun toy. To enter the contest, send your terrible toy name to anotherthing@npr.org by noon Eastern time on Wednesday. Well, thanks so much for the fun, Lenore.
Thanks, Lottie. Keep smiling.
Lenore Skenazy in New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered.